We are reciting from Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. The yoga system is called attachment for Krishna, a Krishna yoga. Yoga means connecting, links. And if we always keep ourselves connecting, linked with Krishna, then we become the topmost yogi. There are many kinds of yogi. Generally, the yogi, they think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead always within the heart. Dhyana vasthita tadgatina manasa pasyanti jan yogi. This is the yogi's business. Yogi's business does not mean simply have some gymnastics or body exercise and keep the body fit for sense enjoyment. That is not the purpose of yoga. Yoga means connecting. We are now disconnected. Or it is not disconnected, we are now forgotten. Our intimate relationship with God. We cannot be disconnected, that's not possible. Because we are part and parcel of the Supreme Law. There cannot be disconnect. That's why father and son. The son may go out of home, forget his father and mother for many years. But the connection between the son and the father and the mother is never disconnected. That is not possible. As soon as the son comes home, although the son was absent for many, many years, the father receives him, the mother receives him with affection. And immediately, the paternal relationship, affection, immediately starts. This is our position. We are part and parcel of Krishna. When I speak Krishna means God, you know all, it is not very difficult for Indians. So, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, there cannot be disconnection. Therefore, it is a stage of forgetfulness. Instead of loving Krishna, we have expanded our love for so many things. Somebody is loving his body, somebody is loving his family, somebody is loving his society, community, nation, or the human society. We are trying to. We must love. There is no escape. I must love somebody. Because the propensity is there. So, the original love is for Krishna. But because we have forgotten Krishna, therefore our love is distributed in so many ways. But we are frustrated. We are not happy, neither the person whom we love or the country whom we love, or the society which I love, they are also not happy. Because everything is misplaced. Everything is misplaced. Just like if you water on the top of the tree, or every leaf, every branch, every twig, You cannot keep the tree very fresh. But if you water on the root of the tree, it keeps fresh, all of it. Yathā tadarmūla nise janena prippanti tasvanda bhujoko sākhā prāno pahārātya jatendrijāna tathā sarvāhanam acchitavajjā. This is from Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, instruction given by Nārada to Prachetasas. Those who have read Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, they know how you are explaining. So, this example is very nice. Yathā tadarmūlam cetane. If you water on the root of the tree, automatically the trunk, the branches, the twigs, the leaves, the flowers, fruits, everything is refreshed. Another example is also there in the next line. Prāṇopahārāca yathendriyāṇām. As by supplying food to the stomach, all the indriyas, all the senses become refreshed, energetic. Similarly, acchyutaibhyo, by loving Krishna, acchyuta, acchyuta is another name of Krishna. Śrīnāya-rūbhāyar-mādhe-rāpa-sthāpāyāne acchyuta. Krishna is addressed as acchyuta. So, acchyutaibhyo, by worshipping Krishna, by satisfying Krishna, you can satisfy anyone. This is the process. So here, this process is explained by Krishna himself. The Shastra says this is the process. But still, Krishna is explaining himself the process. The process is mayā-saptamana. One has to increase his attachment for Krishna. We have got attachment for so many things. We have to divert the attachment towards Krishna. Mayā-saptamana-prāt. Yogam. This is the yoga. Junyam. One has to perform, execute, mala-traya. This yoga can be executed when we take shelter of Krishna, mala-traya. Mala-traya means either you take shelter of Krishna or one who has taken shelter of Krishna, mala-traya. Two ways you can take it, the meaning. Mod action. One who does not know except Krishna, he is also mod action. And one who has taken shelter of Krishna, that is also mod action. So one has to become a devotee or to take shelter of a pure devotee. To practice the yoga system. Adu Gurbhāsrāyam, that is our system, that is our system, that is the Vedic system. The Vedic system is, tad vijñānātham sa gurumeva bhavirachet, samitpāni śrūtyam brahmanityam. So, to practice this yoga, any yoga, you have to take shelter of somebody who knows how to practice it. Then, the result will be asamsam samabrahmam yathāgya sasi tatshinu. Then without any doubt and in complete awareness, you will understand the process. And in complete awareness of Krishna, your life is successful. Simply, if you know Krishna, if you try to understand Krishna, and fortunately, if you know Krishna, then your life is up. What is the success of life? The success of life is that we are wandering throughout the universe. এই রূপে ব্রহ্মাণ্ড ভ্রমিতে কোন ভাগ্যবান জীব গুরু কৃষ্ণ কৃপায় পায় ভক্তি লতা বীজ। উই আর ট্রান্স মাইগ্রেটিং ফ্রম ডিফারেন্ট বোর্ড জল যান আমরা খানি সাবরা লক্ষ্মী চিন্ময় রুদ্র সংখ্যা পুরাণ যে গ্রাজুয়াল প্রসেস অফ ইভলিউশন ইজ দেয়ার। This evolution theory put forwarded by Darwin, that is nonsense. Because the Darwin's theory is evolution of this body. The one sensitive, but it is incomplete. Actually, we are getting different types of body according to our association with the different modes of material nature. The material nature is being contracted by three modes, satogun, rajogun, tamogun. So, those who are in the modes of material nature, in the modes of goodness, their body is different, just like Brahman. Simply getting the body of Brahmana is not sufficient. One has to learn how to become Brahman. Sattva, sama, dhamma, tutikha. But there is opposite. If one is born in a Brahmana family, he has got the opportunity to develop the Brahmana quality. Similarly, if one is born in the family of a Kshatriya, he gets the opportunity of Kshatriya state, similarly Vaishya, Chaturvarna Maya system, Guna Karma Vivas. But the quality and actual action, just like a boy is born of a medical practitioner, he has got greater chance of becoming a medical student, medical practitioner. But simply by getting birth as a son of medical practitioner is not sufficient. He has to take education. So, Chaturvarna Maya system guna karma vibhaga. So, Krishna does not think by birth, by acquiring the quality and action. One must have the brahmanical quality and act as a Brahman. Then he will be accepted as Brahman. So, we are transmitting, migrating according to our karma, different forms of life. The reason is, karanam gunasanga asya sadasat janmadun. Karanam gunasanga. As you are associating with the guna, with the material quality. So, one has to increase his attachment for Krishna by becoming nirguna. Everything is going on under the modes of material nature. Traigunna visayaveda nitraigunna bhavarvi. That is the instruction. One has to become above the transcendental to this guna. And what is that process? The process is a modashraya, when you take shelter of Krishna, or you take shelter of Krishna's pure devotee. Then you become transcendental. Sagunam samapitta yitam brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Who? পাঁচ অব্যাধি চারি ভক্তি যোগে না যা আসে মদাশ্রয় মিন্স Krishna Yoga means Bhakti Yoga. If you want to learn Krishna, if you want to know Krishna, then you have to take this path. Maya Sattamana Prakta Yogam. And if you practice this yoga, Krishna Yoga or Bhakti Yoga, then he becomes the topmost of all yogis. That is also stated in the Sankhya Yoga chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Yoginamati sarvesham madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhagate yoma same dukkatama. So you have to keep all eyes Krishna within your heart. Krishna is always within your heart. Ishvara sarva-bhutana nityeshwarji. He's already. Simply you have to qualify yourself to see that Krishna is here. That is called Krishna Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. So there are many instances. Premanyana Sarita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Padai Varidayesi Vilopayam Yam Samasundaram Achinta Gunakhul Govindam Adipurisham Tamahantika. Those who have developed this Maya Saptamana means to develop your love for Krishna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prema Pumartha Maha. Generally people are attached to four principles of salvation. Dharma, Artha, Dama, Moksha. But actually you have to go beyond Moksha. Beyond Moksha means Brahma Jnana, Aham Brahma. I am not this body. I am spirit. So, Brahma. Krishna is for a Brahma. And we are all Brahma. Part and parcel of Krishna. We are not for a Brahma. That is not for. Parabrahma is Krishna. As we find in the same chapter. Parabrahma, Paramadhana, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavam. Krishna is always at Parabrahma. Arjuna is never at it as Parabrahma. That is the difference between Krishna and the living. He is para. He is parameshara. Ishara parama ishara. Ishara parama Krishna. There are two words. Atma, paramatma. Ishara parameshara. So, Krishna is para. Brahma, para Brahma. So people are after realization of Brahma, Brahma realization. Brahma realization is not very difficult for intelligent man, because one can understand that he is Brahma, he is not this body. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Dehinas means the khadehi. Ko marajau vanamajara. Tatha dehantaram prat. Asmin dehe. In this body, there is the proprietor of the body. Idam sariram ketram iti avidiyate. This body is ketra. Is filled of activities according to our karma. But the proprietor of the body, the soul, he is Brahma, he is spirit soul. Na hannate hannamane sarire. That Brahma, that spirit soul, is never annihilated after the destruction of the body. Nitya asatayam na hannate hannamane sarire. So we have to understand this fact. This is the business of human life. Athata Brahma Vijnata. Every man should be inquisitive to learn about Brahma, the spirit soul. Not like animals. The animals, they have got no inquiry about Brahma. They simply eat, sleep, begin some offspring, and in due course of time die. That is not the business of human being. The business of human being is different. That is advised by Kullar Maharaj. Toma rohasanit prakta dharma anupadavatarita dullavam anasam janma sadapi adhruvam arsadam. Kullar Maharaj recommends Toma rohasanit prakta dharma. Children, so Kaumara means from 5 years to the 15 years. This 10 years, the boys and girls, especially boys, they should be instructed about religion. Now our government is secular. There is no question of teaching the children about religion, dharma. Because dharmena hina prasidhi samana. If you don't teach your children from the beginning of life about religion, then you are creating so many animals. Dharmena hina prasidhi samana. Not only here, everywhere, the whole world. There are universities that are producing some animals, that's all. Therefore, there is so much chaos and confusion all over the world. Varna Sankha. So if you want to be happy here, if you want to make your life successful, human life, then you have to take this principle of Maya Sattamana. You have to increase your attachment for Krishna. This is the meaning of Krishna consciousness movement. It is not a sectarian religion. It is a fact, unless the human society takes to this principle of increasing the attachment to God. At last, we increase our attachment for dogs and cats. The attachment is there. Now this attachment has to be employed on Krishna. That yoga system, Krishna yoga system, he is described in the Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter, Maya Saptamana Pratham Yoga Vijnan Madhat. Asankhaya Samadrahma, Asankhaya, without any doubt, in any other process, he cannot understand what is God in full sense. That is not possible. By speculating what? There are so many speculators, theosophists, theologists, philosophers, Mahabharis. They are speculating about God. By that process, by speculative process, you cannot understand God. That is not what. Panthas, it is stated in the Brahma Sanskrit. Panthas koti satavasta sampradamya. Vayurathapi manasu munipungamana sapvastuja pravadasena avichintatat. If you want to know Krishna or God by the speculative process, not only for 1 year, 3 years, panthasu koti satavasta sampradam vayurath, not mental speculation, but on the aeroplane, running on the speed of Vayu, or air, or mind, the speed of mind, is seen by traversing many crores of years, you cannot reach. Still it remains omniscient, inconceivable. But if you take to the process of this Krishna Yoga, or bhakti yoga, then you can become aware of Krishna very easily. Vaktana bhajanati javana jachami tattam. To understand Krishna superficially, That is not sufficient. That is also good. But you must ask, Papa, what is Krishna actually? That knowledge can be achieved, bhaktya, by this Krishna Guru. Otherwise, manushanam khasresu pasti jagati siddhai, jagatana visujnana pasti beti maha. There are so many human beings all over the world. Mostly they are like any, without culture. Because according to our Vedic culture, unless one takes to the institution of Varna Nasra, he is not a human being. He is not accepted. So, therefore Krishna says, Manushalam Sahasra, who is accepting this Varna Nasra? No, chaotic condition. So, in that chaotic condition, you cannot understand what is God, what is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, Manushalam Sahas, out of many, many thousands and millions of people, one takes to the scientific institute of Varnasam. That means followers of the Veda, strictly. Out of these persons who are following the Vedic principles, mostly they are attached to Karmakanda, ritualistic experiments. So out of many millions of persons engaged in ritualistic experiments, one becomes advanced in knowledge. They are called jnani or speculative philosopher. Not for me, but jnani. So out of many millions of such jnanis, one becomes mukta, liberated. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kaam. This is liberated state. One who is Brahma realized soul, he has nothing to lament or nothing to hanker. Because in the Karmic state, we have got two diseases, hankering and lament. Whatever we have got, if it is lost, then I lament or I pass this and that. And is now lost. And whatever we do not possess, we hanker up. So, for possessing, we hanker, we work so hard. And when it is lost, we again lament and cry. This is karmic state. So Brahma Buddha says, the jnana state means he has no more lamenting or hankering. Prasannatma. Oh, as Aham Brahmasmi. What I have got to do in this body. My business is to cultivate transcendental knowledge, Brahma Jnana. So, in that state, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na sochati na kaam, samasarvesu bhutesu. That is the test. He has no lamenting. He has no hankering. And he is equal to everyone. Pandita samadarsha. Vidyarmay sampanni brahmani gavi hastini kunichi te sapa. Pandita savadas. He has no distinction. So, in this way, when one is situated, then madhvakti lavate para, then he comes to the devotional platform. And when he comes to the devotional platform, bhaktyanam vijagati javana jasyami tattva. Then he is able. So this Krishna Yoga is the only process to understand God or Krishna. In the Bhagavad also it is said, Evam prasanna manasu Bhagavad Vakti Yogata. One can become joyful by practice of this Bhagavad Vakti Yoga. Evam prasanna manasu Bhagavad Vakti Yogata. Krishna tattva jnana jayate mukta sangasya jayate. Unless you are liberated, he cannot understand what is God. In the non-liberated condition, he cannot understand what is God and what is Krishna. And if you engage yourself in the bhakti-marga, Samanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Satthama Vidadi Bhakti Prakash. Samanam. The first weakness is here. Tad Vijyanatham. Vijyanatham, if you want to know some science, you must hear from the authorized person. Similarly, our process is to hear from Krishna, the most upright person. Not only ours, all the acharyas. Mostly acharyas take advantage in your country, South India. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, Vishnu Swami, all of them. So, in your country, your part of India, they are very fortunate. And because sometimes it is described, the Srimad Bhagavatam is South Indian church. I think that in my Bhagavad Gita, one professor, Shama, he has given an introduction of the Bhagavad Gita. And he has mentioned Srimad Bhagavatam as South Indian church. But actually it is not. It is Vedic literature which is meant for everyone. But because from South India all the acharyas, especially Vaishnava acharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, they distributed the Vaishnava philosophy. People, they understand that Srimad Bhagavatam is from South India. So anyway, it doesn't matter. So our teaching of Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness, is meant for everyone. Krishna is for everyone. Sarvajani Sukhantya, Sambhavanti Uttar. Sarvajani, not only he is for human beings, but he is for every living entity. Sarvajani. There are 8,400,000 forms of life. Trees, bars, geese, aquatics, human beings, so many. They're all Krishna friends. Aham Vida Pudapita. The material nature is the mother for this form. And I am this being, seed-giving father. So Krishna is not only for Indians, or for the Hindus, or for the Brahmins, not like or for the Shudras, no. Krishna is for everyone. That is, therefore, because Krishna is for everyone, therefore these Americans, the Europeans, Canadians, Africans, they are taking to Krishna. The same thing as it began. Because our relationship with father and son, how can be disconnected? One might have forgotten. But as soon as the forgetfulness is removed, immediately understand, Kwan Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. We are trying to remove the dormant Krishna's love in every human being. And this is the duty of the Indians. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prescribes this. Haram humite manusra janma haila jaa. Janma sathakari paro paro boka. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, within these 500 years, he inaugurated this Sankirtan movement, Krishna consciousness movement from Bengal. You know. So his order is, it is not that because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advances himself, in Bengal, he requested the Bengalis. No. He said, especially to the Indians, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Huila Ja. Anyone who has taken birth on the land of Bharatvarsha, as human being, he should make his life a test and distribute the knowledge to the others who are in ignorance. Because transcendental knowledge, spiritual knowledge, that is only in India. That is a fact. That is nowhere else. Even one tiny education he has admitted. But if we want to know what is religion, then you have to approach India. Then another. So my request is that we Indians, we shall take the other situation of the Mahaprabhu very seriously. People are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. There is immense need for teaching this love all over the world. You can see the example, the European and American boys, how they are in attraction, how they are singing in excess. They are taking it seriously. So, in India, I don't find our young men are so serious about Krishna consciousness movement. But I invite that come and join this movement. Make your life successful by understanding the Krishna philosophy and try to distribute it all over the world. This is necessity of the present day. It is not sectarian or crooked philosophy. It is meant for my brother and my sister, not for anyone else. No. It is meant for everyone. And this knowledge can be distributed socially if the Indians take it seriously. They are doing it. There are in fine many sannyasis. The Indians should have done it because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumi Deva. But because there is scarcity of Indian philanthropies, to do this business. So, we are pushing all this movement through the Americans. But actually, there is no such difference. Actually, American and Indian, for Krishna consciousness, we have no such distinction. Anyone. Everyone is Krishna. And Krishna is for everyone. So, this is called Sanatana. It cannot be disconnected. Krishna is for everyone, Krishna came personally to distribute this knowledge. Jadadadari dhanmasam klari bhavadubhāt. Abhutthānava dhanmas tadātmānam sujāpaham. Parikrāvāya sādhanā minākāya subhuskitana. Dhamma samasthāvana. Krishna came to establish what is really, not cheating. Cheating religion will not help us. Why I say cheating religion? Because it is said in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajita koitava atra. Koitava means cheating. You cannot make people happy by presenting some cheating religion. That is the injunction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Real religion. What is real religion? Dharma dukhata bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the code given by God. That is dharma. He cannot make this dharma, that dharma. Dharma is one. God is one. And you have to follow that one principle. How to approach Krishna. That is bhakti. The dharma is to approach Krishna. And the process is bhakti. And Krishna is the supreme God. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda, Sarvakaranaka is the cause of all that. This is happening in Lankan. So, if you take this movement very seriously, the world will be happy, we'll be happy, personally, or socially, or economically, or politically, that's a fact. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvadharmān parityajya māme ekam saraṇam. If we accept Krishna, simply Krishna, then you understand everything. Asamsaya, without any doubt. Samatra, in fullness. Yasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñānam bhavanti. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement. And we are God. Many books you can see. We have got at least 20 books of 400 things for explaining Krishna. Either you try to understand Krishna through this book. Otherwise, you can understand Krishna very simply. Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Shiva Dattvana Mahajanam. Nava Mahadavaju Nipapanam. Seya Kaya Vachanitavitaranam. Vidyavadu Jeevanam. Anandamuti Vajjanam Pratipadam Purnamitakvadam. Param Vidyati Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So join Sankirtan movement. Very important. Param Vidyate. If you want victory of your life, join this movement. Param Vidyate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Kitanareva Krishnasa Mukta Sangha Param Vidyate. These are the recommendations. So, the simple truth is, they will become Krishna conscious and your life is successful. Not only your life is successful, if you preach in your family, in your society, in your community, or internationally, they also become beneficial. So, I thank you very much for your giving time. But my only request is that all of you try to chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And if possible, read Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't read Bhagavad Gita where the attempt is to kill Krishna. Don't read. Then it will spoil. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Mayavadi bhakta sunile hoye sarvanasa. Sarvanasa. If you hear the rascal commentary, the Krishna means thief, Kurukshetra means thief, body, Pandava means thief. In this way, if you grab some concocted meaning, then you will never understand what is Bhagavad Gita. You simply spoil your time. Samaya vaisin. And simply vaisin ka. Read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna says, I am the Supreme. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam prabhava. Iti matya bhajante ma. Dudha bhava samandhi. Krishna says that I am the origin of everything. And Vedanta says the Brahma, absolute truth is that Janmadrasya-dhatam, where from everything is managed. And yet Krishna says Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate. All the acharyas. Yeah, admitted. Even Sankaracharya, who is not Vaishnava, it says, he accepts. Sabhagavan and Devadinanda. He has admitted. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no doubt. If you want to know Krishna, the Supreme Lord, here is Bhagavad Gita. As it is, try to understand, and your life will be successful. Thank you very much.